A wonderful aspect of sitting here in the Zendo is that we are on a corner of a busy street. Cars come and go, some loud, some with music. People come by, some shouting. Occasionally dogs bark. Some people are here live and some people with this fortunate new world, so to speak, can be here on Zoom or by other electronic means. Someone might imagine that it would be better to be sitting someplace where there weren't these disturbing outside events, hot, cold, brrr of a car. The mind chatter that we are each subject to at various times, so-called memories of past or future, hopes, fears, those are just names, of course, of other kinds of body-mind chatter, aches, pains. Memories about people doing or not doing various things, things we dislike, things we do like. The fundamental aspect of our practice is welcoming all these myriad arisings of life in the midst of not wanting them, wanting them, wanting them to stay, wanting them to change, being afraid of them. Practice is to be able to be this open yes to the whole universe of this moment. Yes, despite reactive habits where we might say, I don't want that, or I'm afraid of that, or I believe that shouldn't, or I believe something else should. Even those thoughts of likes and dislikes, being able to be open to that and say yes, despite the fear that might be engendered, arise. The core of Zazen is to be yes to this whole universe that is our life as is. This whole universe that, if I use a fancy word, is always arising, appearing, disappearing, changing. And to notice the various ways we struggle or fight with it, how these struggling habits come up, because it's these struggling habits that are the only things that cause us to suffer, are the only things, if I call them things, that make us even extend our suffering to others by what we do with them. How we allow them to be more different than how they are. Just another car on the road here. If we were to have a so-called pristine recording of this moment, it wouldn't include those car noises, or wouldn't include the noise of moving one page to the other. But there are no arisings that are, quote, not pristine, that cause trouble, except that they do cause trouble for us when we hold on to them, when we believe them, when we build on them as something that I shouldn't have, that I don't want, that shouldn't be here, that only if it was otherwise would I be okay, would others be okay. Zazen is this, if I call it, strange activity. It's not really an activity, but we'll call it that. Strange activity where we have to cease what we usually do in life. Cease attempting to get what we think we need and to get rid of what we think we shouldn't have. Cease to attempt to predict the future and then do the things we think that'll get us that predicted future that we need. Zazen is not our doing. And if we're used to doing, which most of us are, that's called self-centeredness, is doing, in a way, doing physically, doing mentally, doing emotionally, doing in picking what's mine and what's not mine, what's inside and what's outside. All those doings are all predicated on what I think will get me what I want and need, whether in thoughts or emotions. That's why we, in the Four Practice Principles, talk of caught in self-centered dream. That's why Master Dogen talks of studying the self. Or that's why Shakyamuni Buddha speaks of this in terms of attachments, clinging, and the consequent fear, anger, and all sorts of confusions. And in our sitting, in our being nothing special, we keep on encountering ways that this occurs in our life if we are willing to look, to see this, rather than to give into our habits of believing this. To see this when it arises, or see this when it's been running for a while. In seeing this, in one way, we are opening ourselves up to this being part of our life. And in another way, we are opening ourselves up to no longer having to hold on to and follow this, but simply being another car coming down the road of our Zendo. Because it's another car coming down the road, even if it is stopped, so to speak, by the red light, and it sits there for a while, revving along, whoa, 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 or in our mind going, I hate him, he did that, it's his fault, it's because, if only, however, if we can be the broad open Zendo with roads in all directions, then all the cars that appear in our universe can also do what cars do on these roads. They disappear. They disappear in myriad ways. We don't have to make them disappear, but we have to be open to them arising without us trying to make something of them and direct them. Because, of course, we could sit here and go, rrr, rrr, that, rrr, rrr, that car, oh, yeah, that, rrr, rrr, and the car's long gone, but I'm, rrr, rrr, and I'm disturbed by that car endlessly. That car hasn't been here for days, but that's a real problem here. And if the car comes by again, it comes by, but if when it comes by again, go, oh, there it is again. See, that proves it. I was right all along. It's always been here. It's always going to be a problem. Of course, that car is just one of many emotion thoughts that arise. It's one of the myriad forms of self that is the whole universe that is our life. That is the life of the universe, the life of the Buddha. That all of these arise, and it's not up to us to direct it, despite the fact that we're sure we're the director of the universe and that the universe should follow our directions. What we learn in Zazen is to be this open sitting universe that we are without a need to direct the universe. Usually we think if we are the universe, we should be able to direct the universe to make sure it's going to be the way I want it, because it's only in the way I want it will it be safe, good for me. And yet our practice is to say yes to all the cars all the universes that appear in my life and then see if there's something that needs to do right now. Otherwise, my aching leg, I can keep it the way it is. If I absolutely must, I'll move it because it's too painful. And that's okay. And if I absolutely must, despite the fact that this car keeps arising in my life, I can fall asleep to it. I can forget about it. I can forget the self that I've entangled in that car that shouldn't be there, but that keeps appearing. I can forget it despite it's there, but I can forget it and then it ceases to be the difficulty of just another even if that's the way it is for the whole sitting, even if that's the way it is for the whole day, for the whole year, and I believe that'll be the way it is for the rest of my life. Okay, my Zendo includes. That's the vital aspect of our practice. To keep being awoken, if I use that word, by the universe as it appears, in spite of my being sure that that shouldn't be there. And yet, it's here on the road now, and my universe is sitting right here where I am, the way it is now. Of course, this is a simplified form. We all see all sorts of circumstances that we're sure, if they only did it my way, then I'd be okay and they'd be okay. So really I should do what's needed to make them do it my way, to make the universe do it my way. Caught in self-centered dream. I refuse to forget this self that I know has to be so-and-so, has to be more gentle, more loud, more musical, less harmonious, more harmonious. I figured out the most efficient way, the appropriate way. Zazen is saying yes to this moment universe. Not only Zazen, but our life. Because the whole of the universe is our life. Or as Dogen Zenji says, being awakened by the myriad dharmas. Not awakened when I want or in the way I want, but as the myriad dharmas manifest as our life, we are awakened as the myriad dharmas. And then, if there's something skillful to do, something called for to do, something that we see that there is to do, we can do it. Something that we don't see that there is to do, then we can't do it. We don't do it. And it's a life of not doing anything in connection to this. The myriad dharmas manifest or chant the names of the Buddha, manifest the Buddhas of the universe as is. We even use the word, the myriad dharmas are exactly the face of God, if you like that kind of language. The whole universe is the face of God, as is. There it comes. And it all resonates as our life. Because we're so used to following our likes and dislikes, our wants and not wants, so used to believing that other people need to follow what we know, how we know, or they're making trouble for us because they're not following how, what we know and what we're sure of they should know. Because we're so used to that, we miss the varied tastes of our life, the varied aspects of our life. And worse than that, we make trouble for ourselves and others, and then we wonder why we're troubled. When we're troubled, those are our reminders to, as Dogen says, study the self of troubled. Studying it is being this self of troubled. This life then becomes our opportunity to see it. Seeing this is the reminder to be this experiencing right here. Being this experiencing, we can take whatever step is called for, because nothing gets in our way, because everything we encounter is our way, is the way of being who and what we are.